There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. If you want to get well, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Asa. I was wanting your advice on juicing. I have one of those centrifugal juicers that spin the juice carrots real fast. And then I also have a mixer that blends it to a pulp. Which one is better to use? Because I try to juice everything I can think of, carrots, broccoli, beets, whatever I can think of. Or was it better just to put them all in a high-speed mixer and blend it to a pulp?
I like putting it in the, I like putting it in the blender. I really do. I mean, I personally, I know the juicers and all, I'm not knocking them, because a lot of people have them and they're fine. You get great nutrients in juicing, but at the same time, I really like keeping everything. You know what I mean? I don't want anything to be wasted. And I think it's good to put everything in a blender, high-speed blender, and just go for it. That's the way I do it myself. Been doing it for a long time. And I don't recommend doing it a lot, meaning, three or four meals a day or whatever. Just one or two times a day, if you'd like, is good, because I still think solid meals, solid foods are the best way to go. You know, it allows your body to get foods in its most natural form. Yes, when you blend it, you can get higher concentrations of vegetables, so that's why I think it's really good. And it can be an adjunct to eating your other solid meals. I just don't think it's a good idea to substitute a lot of the liquid liquid meals too many for versus the solids. I mean, you get a lot more nutrition out of getting good whole food meals that your body can really digest, absorb, and do well with. So just a couple of things to think about on that note. All right, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now or go online. Check us out at getwellradio.com. Send me an email, and I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Sheila. Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
My question is, I went to the doctor last week, the regular doctor, and they did blood work a week before I went.
Okay.
And my numbers are all good and great and within reason and everything, except my cholesterol is 286, and he wanted to put me on medicine for the rest of my life and get me down to 200, and I said, I probably won't take it. I'd rather try to do it on my own. And this is kind of a first-time deal for me, and so I don't know a lot about it. And I used to juice a long time ago, and I am very much, into juicing and everything, and I will do that again if I need to. But I don't know a lot of what I need to do or what foods I need to avoid or what can really be potent for helping my cholesterol to come down.
So is this the first time you've been diagnosed with anything when they said you had to take medicine?
Correct.
Okay. Do you eat well, and are you, I mean, what is your kind of, I'll explain the cholesterol thing to you, but give me a little background about your health in general. Do you exercise? Are you kind of a health nut? Do you eat average? I mean, give me kind of a background on yourself just a little bit.
I'd say I do exercise. We live on a farm, and we don't have cows, but we have hay, and I get a lot of exercise and that type of thing. I say I eat moderate to healthy, a lot of vegetables, And the meats that we eat are basically chicken or deer meat.
Okay. Off the farm.
That's the majority.
Pretty much from the farm or around there. Anyway.
The chicken comes from the store, but the deer meat comes from the farm.
From the farm, yeah. All right, so on average, when you say your exercise, is it just farm work, like kind of going out and working a little bit there?
Yes, I would say doing that, and we have a part-time mowing business that we do in the summertime, so we mow some grass a couple days a week, and I'm just a pretty busy person overall, running a lot and doing a lot, and I have some gardening, that type of thing. I don't ride a bicycle.
Okay. And what is your age, Sheila?
My age is, if I tell you, I'll have to kill you. Just kidding.
I know you're not supposed to ask a lady that, but, you know, it is what it is on the show, so.
That's classified. I'm 48.
Okay. So you're still a spring chicken. So the deal is this. With cholesterol, they say, they being, you know, the research that we have, that it has a pretty strong genetic component to it. But we also know that it's lifestyle-based more than anything. And our cholesterol is basically produced in the liver. You've got your good cholesterol, which are your HDLs, and the bad cholesterol, which are the LDLs. And, you know, obviously the 200 is kind of the goal number on average. 180 is where they really like to have it. But you want to keep your good cholesterol up in the 50s minimum, and you want to get bad cholesterol around 100 or below, and that's shooting good numbers. If you have a heart attack, the numbers go down considerably for prevention. But, you know, here's the deal. Bottom line is the body makes cholesterol, so it's not a bad thing. It's just when it gets, you know, really, really elevated that it becomes a bit of a challenge. Now, the statin drugs they probably want to put you on, they work. But, you know, it's not something you want to be on forever. I would say for sure that coming up with a new lifestyle plan would be something to show your doctor, meaning that you get on a good routine. And, you know, if they need to put you on the medication for a short period of time, it's never a bad thing to do something, because medicine does manage. All right. It's great at managing and getting things under control when they become out of control. So I do think that it's a good idea with medicine sometimes in that regard. However, with something like cholesterol, which you really can modify with your diet so easily, you have to come up with a game plan. But it does involve exercise and a good eating plan. So let me tell you what a good day eating looks like. All right, the foods you want to avoid typically when you're dealing with cholesterol is you want to cut out a lot of the dairy products. Now, with you living on a farm, raw dairy, such as raw cow's milk or raw goat's milk, is fantastic. So I wouldn't say cutting that out. More of the homogenized, pasteurized variety for a period of time, not forever, but for a period of time, as you're getting on kind of a new plan, might be something to consider. And I've got a book called Empowering Your Health, and in that I have a whole list of foods to avoid, foods to eat on a regular basis that lower inflammation. But good typical day for a great cholesterol-lowering eating plan. You could start out with a couple of fresh eggs. Gosh, man, you living on a farm, it's just like the sky is the limit. So a couple of fresh eggs, bowl of fresh berries would be fantastic. Amazing. So then you've got, you know, for lunch, you could do some deer meat, salad, green vegetables, asparagus, broccoli, whatnot. But good healthy fats will actually help your cholesterol. And your exercise plan is what I want to talk about, too, because that's a big one. And we'll get into this a little bit more details on the foods and some supplements when we come out of this commercial break, because cholesterol is a big topic. It's a big topic with, you know, adults. It's actually becoming a topic with the younger folks, too, believe it or not. And it's because of poor diet. But there's some great ways to get out of it. So we'll talk about that when we come back.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
I have been very active, and still am all my life, and I sat and tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered Amino Active. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A Lines are open now. 888-283-7272. Or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open. 888-283-7272. Welcome back to Healthy Talk Radio. We're talking with Sheila, and has now been diagnosed with high cholesterol. And they're wanting to put her on medication, she said, for the rest of her life, which is pretty typical and pretty much standard of care, just so you know. Now, she doesn't want to do that, and I understand. I wouldn't either. So coming up with a new game plan for her, first time she's ever been diagnosed with something where she had to take medicine, which can freak anybody out. She's 48 years young and really doesn't want to do that. So what we're talking about, Sheila, were basically the basics of cholesterol, which you've got your good cholesterol, the HDL, and the bad cholesterol, the LDL. The goal is to keep it under 200, and, of course, there's several ways to do that. So the statin drugs are pretty common. That's what they want to prescribe. And I do want to just kind of tell you that I always say go with your doctor, only because I don't really – I find it – some guys disagree, and they just kind of say what they want. But I find it very frustrating as a doctor myself if you were to ever recommend something and someone kind of goes against you and says, well, no, that guy's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about, and don't do that, do this. So I don't really like that. I don't like that personally. So just so you know, they're laying out for you the way we were trained in medicine. So just so you know that, I mean, that's all they know, and I'm sure you probably took it that way. But, I mean, I always say that because it's important. I mean, in medicine, that's the way you're trained. There's what we have standard of care. This happens, you take this. This happens, you take this. Kind of like we're a robot. I mean, there's standard of care, so there's protocol, and you follow the protocol, and that's what, you know, study after study after study has shown is the best for you. But then there's your kind of your free choice and your free will to say, well, like you said, I don't want to do that. So what are my options? So that's your medical option, and so you're seeing a medical doctor, and so that's what you're typically going to get. Now, there's kind of a new wave of medical doctors coming through that are into more lifestyle-based medicine. They're far and few between, very hard to find. But you can find a lot of alternative practitioners like naturopathic medicine, naturopathic physicians, rather, that will take a completely different approach, looking more at diet, looking more at lifestyle, looking at more natural ways to get the body back into balance. Some states are okay with that and are okay with it, and some states are not. So it just depends. As a matter of fact, naturopathic physicians are only licensed, I think, in around 11 states, but they really know what they're doing. I'll tell you somebody else who's good to talk with is a registered dietitian or a licensed dietitian or a licensed nutritionist. They're both very good. And I think they're underutilized in our healthcare system more than ever. I think that they're some of the top experts when it comes to nutrition. They're training, and I think they get shoved down to the bottom of the barrel and really don't get looked at. That's my opinion. And I think that they're one of the best day-to-day coaches that you could ever ask for. You find a dietitian that understands fitness as far as like personal training and exercise, and they understand nutrition at a high level, and you've got literally a home run. So just so you know. So let's get into the whole thing. You're on a farm, and you're out there, and you work on the farm and that sort of thing. You cut grass in summer times. You're fairly active, but that's not exercise that I'm talking about. I'm talking about focused exercise, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, minimum. And the kind of walking you would do is the pace for 30 minutes. Not just like going down, picking up a bale of hay, moving it for an hour, which I know that's hard labor. I get it. But it's not the kind of exercise I'm talking about. Focused, intense, high-intensity exercise, walking at that pace for 30 minutes, 5 days a week. You know, where it's like, it's not just, well, let's go work in the farm. It's exercise time. And you really do. It's been proven that you get much greater benefit from that. You know, and, of course, weight training and all that other sort of thing is great, too. But getting that sort of exercise on a regular basis is really good. Would that be something you could do, you think, there at the farm, just if you made time for it? Or is there like a neighborhood or roads that you could walk around that would be good?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. I know it's kind of challenging, but that really does get good benefit. And the studies have shown that it's really good for cholesterol. It'll keep your LDLs up. I'm sorry, your HDLs up and your LDLs down. So do you do any supplements at all?
I do cinnamon every... I had been... Well, I'm on Ambrin right now, and I'm taking that. I heard it on the radio. It's a natural type thing for menopausal symptoms and hot flashes, and
right.
It's working great. but there's, really? I think there's a side effect to it. And just, I'm on my last month of that, and I'm not sure what to do, but it's breaking my scalp out really dry and into sores, and I'm not understanding why it's doing that if it's all natural and supposed to be, you know, healthy for me.
Right.
But I quit taking my supplements while I'm taking that, because when I started taking the Ambrin with what I was taking, it started giving me headaches. So I figured it was just too much or overload.
Could be. The main supplements definitely to look into for the basics that are really good are your foundational four, what we talk about. So it's a good whole food multi. And your fish oil, like cod liver oil, the actual oil itself and not the gel caps, is a better version. And then you've got your probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the gut and the digestive tract, and then your enzymes to help break the food down. So those are all really beneficial and can be very helpful. As far as just general supplements go to give you kind of a baseline. Red yeast rice, just so you know, from a supplement perspective, has great research on it. Matter of fact, a lot of the statin drugs got a lot of their mechanisms of action. It's what you call pretty much what the drugs do. From the red yeast rice. So it works well. It's completely natural. Works great at helping stabilize the HDLs and the LDLs. And then vitamin E, which is a real big key, and it's in all the medical texts, one of the best ways to help reduce plaquing in the arteries, which, of course, is a result of the LDL cholesterol. So vitamin E, I think that when they did the studies, it was just 400 units, which is pretty basic. So you might want to do some research on that and look it up, and you can get really good results with it. I mean, it's fantastic, actually. And like I said, that is in the medical research, so good stuff, okay? But, you know, you're in a phase right now where it's all new, and I think it's exciting that you're looking out for different options. I think your diet's going to be a key. Get your healthy fats in, your almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, at least 3 times a day in your meals, plenty of green vegetables, plenty of the proteins like you're doing. Just stay away from the starchy carbohydrates too much, the breads and the pastas, cereals and the crackers and whatnot, because they can affect cholesterol levels in a negative way, okay? Great talking with you, and keep me posted how it goes. Hey folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
I have been very active, and still am all my life, and I tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered Amino Active. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. No matter what you're dealing with, what you're struggling with, understand that the body can get sick, it can also get well. Go to my website, getwellradio.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And don't forget, a lot of live events coming up right around the corner. So stay tuned with our website and on with the newsletter as well with all that we have going on here with our show. All right, let's kick it off right now. I want to talk a little bit about how prostate issues have become really big, and prostate cancer is something that really freaks guys out. I mean, men get worried about prostate cancer like women do about breast cancer, but they're saying that there's some genetic signatures that might be on point, some IDs they're calling it, for the aggressive form of prostate cancer, which has been identified recently. So two studies pinpointed two distinct patterns of RNA, which is part of the genetic material that makes up our DNA and the proteins, without getting too technical about it. Our DNA is kind of our blueprint, if you will. But in one study, British researchers identified a set of genes that could predict whether patients actually had, or patients had castration-resistant prostate cancer, and also predicted survival of those patients. So the castration-resistant prostate cancer is a form of the disease which does not respond to standard androgen deprivation therapy. So basically testosterone levels, men's main hormone. Typically when you reduce it, when somebody has prostate issues, then it helps the condition. And so right now they're saying that with the aggressive form, they found that it really doesn't make that bit of difference. So the patients were distinctive nine-gene pattern characteristic of aggressive prostate cancer survived on average of 9.2 months compared to 21 months for those without the gene pattern. In the second study, the U.S. researchers pinpointed a different set of genes with similar predictive properties to those identified by the British team. The U.S. scientists discovered a set of six genes characteristic of more aggressive form of prostate cancer. Patients with this genetic signature survived an average of 7.8 months compared with at least 34 months for those without the genetic signature. So the studies were published on October 8th in the Journal of Lancet Oncology. Previous research has identified genetic signatures for many forms of cancer, but they have been used only to classify cancers. These new studies are first to show that genetic signatures might prove useful in predicting the patient outcome. So there might be a large difference between prostate cancer patients and some never having symptoms, some responding well to treatment, and others developing resistance to treatment and having their cancer progress into other levels, of course. So tests to determine whether a patient is more has more aggressive forms of cancer or not does exist, and they are working on those now. One expert agreed that the genetic signatures, as you're talking about, the DNA, might help guide treatment for the future. Once prostate cancer has spread beyond the prostate, which means it metastasized, patients are given medication to lower their testosterone to castration levels, which slows prostate cancer growth. Now, Dr. Lee Richstone, who's a director of research at the Smith Institute for Urology in New York, says, unfortunately, this is not a cure. And the cancer eventually begins to grow again, even with testosterone levels so low. So once this occurs, the patient has castration-resistant prostate cancer. That's exciting. So you cut your testosterone levels down so low that it's almost non-existent at almost castration levels, which you know what that means, right? And so you get that done, and then the body just kicks in finally, and just the cancer cells continue to grow. And so not only do you have low testosterone, feel terrible, have no energy, no drive, now your cancer continues that you're dealing with. So that's frustrating. So our current ability to determine which patients have a better or worse predicted survival is limited, he said. The ability to better determine patients' prognosis is very important in order to counsel patients and to develop clinical trials to develop new treatments is the key. These two studies looked at the blood of patients with advanced prostate cancer and identified unique gene expression profiles or signatures that help determine which patients have a better or worse prognosis. After more study, such simple blood testing may be extremely helpful in counseling patients and developing new treatments. So prostate cancer is a big deal. It is. A lot of guys are dealing with it. A lot of guys are seeing it more often. And it really, really is just showing itself a lot more. And it's unfortunate. But again, there's a lot you can do nutritionally. A lot we can do with our lifestyle choices, fitness levels, exercise. All of that makes a big difference in the overall scheme of things. And so hopefully, as you listen to me talk, and as you are, you know, gathering information from what we talk about, if you're writing things down, and if you miss something, you can go to the website. Don't forget all our nutrition information, supplements, nutritional, meal planning and recipes and all that. You can go to the website, getwellradio.com, and check it out there. So anything you need, we have it for you. Our wellness team and providers and coaches are available at the website. You can find it there. We've got local providers in your area that can help get you to the next level. And so we've got team members that are available, too, that can coach you in your wellness, lifestyle, and nutrition goals. I mean, we have a network set up to support you so you can be helped and get the goals reached that you're looking for. No reason to stay, you know, down and out. No reason to not be able to reach your goals, regardless of what you've been diagnosed with, regardless of what you're struggling with. There's always hope. I mean, the one thing you don't want to lose is the hope to know that life can change, that you can be better, that you don't have to be stuck where you are, that truly things can change. I think of a guy the other day, just to give you a success story. There's a guy that I know of the other day that was working with one of our coaches and one of our team members around the country. And it's just amazing to see someone that had worked, you know, this doctor that he worked with, you know, had started working with him on a more natural perspective. changed his diet, which he agreed to do, and he did great at it. And he started taking certain supplements like cod liver oil and things like red yeast rice and those sorts of things, and did amazing. I mean, and not only that, it wasn't even the supplements, though. Everybody gets hung up on the pills. Now, the supplements help, but they're not the bulk of it. I mean, the guy started exercising, which he normally never did. And in a short period of time, he lost weight, feels better, has more energy. His primary care physician was just amazed at his progress. His cholesterol dropped tremendously. He was borderline diabetes. His doctor was kind of saying, the guy he was working with was kind of saying, well, you may have to start getting on medications if things don't change. You know, he kind of gave him that option and that window. And the guy really just stepped up and just made it happen. Lost, you know, a bunch of weight, started eating better, exercising, and he just, you know, gave a great praise report for that. So it's exciting to see people. And I mean, there's nobody in my organization that takes credit for that, or even I know these other providers that are out there, they don't take credit for it either. You know, it's the person that gets inside of themselves and say, I want to get well. It's the person that says, I'm sick and tired of being where I am, and I want to go to the next level, and I don't want to stay where I am. I want to be in a better place. And I've lived this way too long, and I want to go to the next level for my health and my life. And then they do. They just change. They make an impact, and they make a change. And it's great to see. I mean, because you can't do it for them. And I can't either. No one else can. Only them, the person, whomever they are, can take responsibility for their health and for their life. That's what this whole thing is all about. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Don't forget, you can check us out online at getwellradio.com. Let's go to Darlene. Hi, Darlene. Miss Darlene, we'll go to John. Hi, John.
How you doing?
I'm living well. What's up?
I'm just calling. I've got a daughter. She just has turned 18, and over the last 6 months or so has been having occasional stomach problems, a little pain in her stomach, and
okay.
We've gone through several tests, and they just did a HIDA scan, and she has an underactive gallbladder. It was going to produce, I think it said, a minimum flow of 35%, and she's only flowing like 30%. And we've had several friends that we know, a lot of young kids, that are having to have the gallbladders removed, and once they're diagnosed, we've got a surgeon here in about 10 days, and just wanted to see what thoughts you might have on that.
How's her home life? I mean, is it pretty good? Is she kind of a stressed out kid, a lot of pressure on her for grades and all that, or is she pretty laid back, even keeled, or what? Is the family life pretty good?
The grades, but you know, she does worry about those kind of things, you know, a little more than she should. But you know, she eats well, she stays active, you know, exercises. And the fifth all really started about the last 6 or 7 months.
Okay. But is there any drama at home at all?
No, not at all.
Are you? Okay. Yeah, because that sometimes can be a big cause of it. Does she eat a lot of fats in her diet? Does she eat a lot of carbohydrates? When you say a good diet, what does that look like?
Well, her mom is pretty good about cooking. We have, you know, vegetables, and we do, you know, do eat out a good bit. But she's very particular on what she, you know, eats and drinks. You know, drinks a lot of water, doesn't drink a lot of sodas.
Okay.
So not a perfect diet by any means, but it's a fairly good diet.
Okay, that's good. Well, a couple things come to mind. When the gallbladder starts to be a little bit weak and it's underactive, like they're saying, many times acetylcholine levels in the brain can drop. And when acetylcholine levels drop, this is more based around Chinese medicine. This is not standard of care in regular medicine here. If you raise acetylcholine levels, you can help gallbladder function. And that's a possibility. Now, a pediatrician may not agree with that, but you can look it up in some nutrition items online if you want to research it. But look up acetylcholine and the connection with the gallbladder, and you'll find a lot of nutritional protocols that go along with that that can typically help. Hope that helps.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing
waiting for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your wealth. Let's go to Mary. Hi, Mary.
Thanks. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Wanted to ask you something.
You can ask me whatever.
About sciatica.
Okay.
I am turning 65.
You're young.
No kidding. And for someone who had a cardiac arrest 2 years ago, I'm blessed to be here.
Amen.
But sometimes I wonder if my warranty's running out, you know? I want to ask you, my lower back has been damaged by years of doing stupid stuff when I was younger. Okay. So it's not my strong point. Lower discs and twice broken tailbone, but this time it has been diagnosed as sciatica with pain running from my backside around to my hip and then down the leg all the way to the ankle. I went to a chiropractor who did what he could, but he's very conservative when dealing with my lower back, which I appreciate because it's kind of held together with glue and grits, you know, so we don't want to irritate too much. My PC, whom I respect immensely, does monitor all of my situations, but he dispenses medications.
Okay.
And in this case, I finished a round of prednisone, and that didn't help a whole lot. Today, I did go to a massage therapist who about wore me out, and I got a greater result from that hour session that killed me, but I do feel better. I don't want to go through this again, not being able to sit, stand, walk. You know, you're waddling around, and it's painful, and I have a cold pack on my back and a heating pad on my leg. And so, what's up? How do we approach this? I've used all three disciplines now, and I'm not sure what to do.
All right, so the chiropractor worked on you. Got some decent results, but not complete results, right?
Right.
MD worked with you. Primary care worked with you. Said, I mean, bottom line is, at the end of the day, about all he can do are muscle relaxers and painkillers. That's about it.
Right.
Yeah. All right. And that's not, I mean, I wouldn't be happy with, you know,
no,
with that either.
I'm not happy with that.
All right, so let's back it down. Remember, inflammation, the root of it, comes from our gut, what we put inside our body every day. All right? So that's the root cause of it. Now, a couple questions I have is, From a stress perspective, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, how hard and how stressful has your life been over, not forever, but say the last 5 years?
It's right in there around 8.
Okay. And the pain began to get at its peak how long ago?
It hovers, it comes and goes. This has been a spell that's been going on for about 2 months. I got to the point where I could not lie on my left hip comfortably. It would wake me up at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I backed off from that. I was doing Tai Chi, and I found that was really a little uncomfortable because you have to put your weight on one leg often. And I was kicking that hip out to the side, not standing correctly or strongly because it hurt.
Sure.
And so I backed off from that, and I got better results from this massage therapist today, actually, that really got in and worked the muscles that were very, very tight and all knotted up, she said, in my hip, round to my backside. her suggestion was sometimes you can take a tennis ball and slide that up under your butt in the back and use that as a pressure point to kind of work that woe down that ball and to work up the little kinks or something that form in there. But is this physical? Is it bone? Is it muscle? Is
well,
it
I
diet?
Think it's, I think it's a little bit of everything, and that's why I was kind of asking you that question. So in the last 5 years, let's go back to this. In the last 5 years, when was it the worst? Now, or has it built up slowly over 5 years, or in the last year, has it become worse?
It's built up. It's built up over the last 4 years since my marriage dissolved for a long, long time. And then the next year I had the cardiac arrest, which was a surprise. And it's taken me about a year to adjust to why that happened and that I'm still here. And all of that has been, you know, a change. Living alone, dealing with finances, worries. You know, let it get to you. I do walk.
But that plays a big role. Just so you know, the back pain that you're dealing with, everything's tied together. The mental and emotional side of health shows itself in physical symptoms. So it's not just, that's why when you're going and you're getting physical treatment, that's not probably the root cause of everything. That's the end symptom of the root. The root is in the hurt and the unforgiveness and the pain that you still have going through a dissolved marriage and not understanding why that had to happen, even though it did, even though people make choices on their own, and even though things happen. So have you done any counseling at all whatsoever through all this?
Yes. I spent a lot of time in counseling dealing with divorce. And then after the cardiac arrest, which I learned only 8% of the people survive that, and
right.
I drove myself to the hospital and then collapsed on the floor of the ER with a cardiologist about two feet away, and I thought, well, that's a blessing, you know. And
well, I think that, you know, in the middle of it all, getting a good balanced approach, getting on a good nutritional plan, which I think is important, which we're running out of time, we're closing out, but your nutritional plan is going to be important. The chiropractic physician, I think, probably would be something to continue with because they can provide good alternative-based care. And then ongoing counseling would be important, too, in the middle of this. Now, AminoActive makes a great product, too, that's protein-based that could be helpful as well that you might want to check out.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
The aromatherapist that helped Jenny is Earlene Tilton. For more information about Earlene, go to healingwithessentials.com. That's healingwithessentials.com.